Matt, you are looking absolutely glowing today. What's your secret?
Well, Anna, I've been using this new hydrating tanning mist called Goldie B with two E's.
I'll have to check it out. I've never heard of it.
Go to their Instagram.
I want the fairy tale. I want the Prince Charming.
She, how do I put this, isn't a fan of my kissing style.
So we were boyfriend and girlfriend for about 12 hours. He's in a trash bin. He's non-recyclable. Catch you never.
I love being in love. I love love.
How well did we do it trying to hide it?
Not that well, to be honest. I could see the ring in most photos. I was like, oh, there it is again.
Where's Your Head At is a podcast that talks all things relationships, breakups, reality TV, trending shows, and everything in between.
This is your new go-to destination for laughs, gossip, intimate details, advice, and much more.
Matt, I am so happy for you. Congratulations, you're officially engaged.
Thanks, Anna. Look, I'm so happy. Like, I'll tell you all about it, but it was one of the most special moments I've ever had. Like, yeah. I'm still speechless about it. I was a sobbing mess when I finally popped the question. The day was very stressful.
Yeah.
I was trying to make everything perfect, and it ended up being the most perfect moment that I shared with my now fiance. That's a weird thing to say, actually. Like,
you have a fiance.
Yeah, like, she keeps calling me her boyfriend sometimes. I'm like, well, who's this boyfriend you keep talking about?
Because I'm your fiance.
And vice versa, I keep saying girlfriend. So
I love saying fiance.
Yeah.
It sounds so, like, bougie.
It is. And don't you reckon it, like, I don't know, in a way, it shouldn't change much, but it does. It makes it feel so much more, I don't know, like, so much more special and so much more intimate.
That's what I tried to explain to some of my friends as well. Like, when you go from just being boyfriend and girlfriend to being a fiance, it does feel like something changes. Like, it feels like it's way more serious. It's forever. You feel more secure and,
yeah,
I don't know, it's just a different vibe, isn't it?
It is. And you just feel like, and you know what's coming. So you know that, like, you're about to spend the rest of forever together and have that special day. So it makes it a lot more, I don't know, a lot more special and a lot more.
Yeah.
Trying to find the words for it, but I don't know if there is any words.
Okay. Well, you proposed in the Maldives.
How well did we do it trying to hide it?
Not that well, to be honest. I could see the ring in most photos. I was like, oh, there it is again.
I said, like, do you want to take it off? And she said, absolutely not. This is never coming off.
Which is so cute.
Yeah, so cute. So she just flipped it around, and obviously eagle-eyed fans and people looking at the store, the photos, could pick up on it.
Yeah. So you guys had your beautiful proposal night. And then the next day you actually FaceTimed me and Michael, and it was a really special moment getting that FaceTime call.
Yeah, I hope my dad's not listening because he's upset that I didn't FaceTime him.
Didn't he? Fuck.
Yeah, it was. It was very emotional as well when we were, like, recapping what happened.
I remember
getting a bit emotional on that.
Yeah, you were emotional. Tammy was emotional. I felt like I was going to cry because I was just so happy for you. Obviously, we both started this podcast as two single people, and now we're both two engaged people. I never thought I would say those words.
You know, at the end of next year, we might be two married people. Well, looks like we will be.
We will be. The evolution of the podcast. You guys have been talking about when you'll get married, so you're thinking next year, right?
Yes, no dates have been confirmed, but I said to her, I want to marry you within the year of this. I don't want to make it go too long.
Yeah. Which is so cute.
Yeah.
I'm so excited. It's honestly, it was really hard keeping the secret. I did an interview with a publication, and we had done the interview talking about my business, Goldie B. And then they asked at the last minute about you and Tammy. And I knew that you guys hadn't announced the engagement. And immediately I was like, don't talk about the proposal. Don't talk about the proposal. And they're like, how happy is Matt and Tammy? Like, are you happy for them? And I was like, really happy. Don't ask me anything else. No more questions, please. I don't want to spill the beans. It's obviously a very new relationship. So there's obviously been a lot of criticism about how quickly it kind of happened. Do you want to talk everyone through that? Because knowing who you are, if you were going to propose to someone, this was always going to happen. Like, you were going to be head over heels in love. You were going to be like, let's do this. And I'm honestly not surprised as your friend, but I think you need to kind of explain that a little bit more.
Well, that's exactly right. So, like, when I came to my friends and told you everyone said the exact same thing. They said, if you were going to get married and engaged, you would do it like this. Like, yeah, you wouldn't do it any other way. You wouldn't, you know, sit in a relationship for years and be like, oh, all right, and like have the girl nag you to propose. Like, you're going to be like head over heels and want to do it and do it, which I have. Yeah, I made the decision and realized I wanted to do it.
Yeah. Do you want to talk everyone through, like, the moment that you kind of realized you were going to propose?
So it's not like I just thought to myself, I'm going to propose. Like, Tammy and I had a chat about like everything. And obviously Tammy has three kids. She doesn't date much. So she's dating for serious reasons. And yeah, she was pretty transparent about that from the start. And I was like, well, yeah, I'm not here to fuck spiders. I if I had to date someone, I want to be with them. I see like an end goal with them. So we had a chat, we were on the couch watching Friends, of all things. And the scene where Monica and Chandler are going to get married in Vegas. If you're familiar with Friends, you'd know that. And just obviously, and like any couple starts a chat about like, you know, well, how do you want your wedding to be? Like, how do you want a wedding? And then we just realized that we both want to get married. And we're like, is this like early? And we're like, nah, fuck it. Like, we want to marry each other. So, aww, like, you know, let's not beat around the bush. So I knew. So if anyone that says, how do you know that she was going to say yes after like not long, I knew she was going to say yes. She'd already.
You had a conversation.
Had a conversation about like getting married. So I got back home and I think I was just driving along and I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I go to the Maldives. I have that romantic dinner planned. You probably had set something in my mind about what you'd said on this podcast.
We literally had a conversation that went out and I was like, are you going to propose? And at that point you hadn't.
I hadn't even made the decision.
You hadn't made the decision. No. You had had the conversation about how you both wanted to marry each other.
Yeah.
But you hadn't. And maybe I did plant this seed.
Well, maybe subconsciously something was there and I was like, you know what? What a romantic place to do it. And I was just driving and I was like, well, fuck, like I leave. And so that was probably like midweek. And then I left, like I was going to go up to the Gold Coast, spend a couple of nights there. And then we left to go to the Maldives. So I was like, I have like till Tuesday, I think, to figure this out. And I reckon that was Thursday or...
You had about a week, a week and a half?
No, less.
Less? Okay.
It would have been like the Thursday.
Okay, shit.
It was like, so I reckon that was like the Thursday I was driving home and I was like, well, fuck, like I've known nothing about how to get a ring or anything like that. I've never done anything. So I called you.
Yeah.
And do you want to tell them what I said?
So I was actually in the car with Michael, my fiance, and like we talk all the time. I put you on loudspeaker. I mean, we're always having a three-way conversation, yeah, me, you and Michael.
Yeah.
And you were like, hey, guys. And I was like, hey, what's up? And you were acting a bit like nervous. And I was like, oh, what's going on here? Like, I had no idea what you were going to say to me. So you go, I have something crazy to tell you. And I was like, being friends with you for so long, I'm like, you've never said this to me ever.
I just tell you the crazy stuff.
And you normally have some crazy things to tell me, but this must be big. And I was like, yeah. And you're like, I think I'm going to propose to Tammy in the Maldives. And I was like, oh my God, firstly, congratulations. I wasn't really like shocked or anything. I was kind of just like so happy for you.
Yeah.
And then Michael was like, well, you know, if you need the guy who I got Anna's ring from, I can give you his number. So the ring that you got Tammy was from Unique Diamonds, which is where my ring is from.
So he gave me Josh's number from Unique Diamonds and I called him and I said, obviously this is like, I want to keep this like secret. Well, obviously any engagement is, but I still like stress.
You're like,
that.
Don't tell anyone.
Don't tell him. I still stress that. And he was like, yeah, yeah. And I was like, look, I leave for the Gold Coast, explain the situation. I leave for the Gold Coast on Tuesday. What can we do?
Yeah, you're like, how quickly can I get a ring?
How quickly can I get a ring? And he said, look, I have an opening on Saturday to come in. And I was like, okay, like that's cutting it pretty fine. And he was like, no, we can make it work. We can make it work. So on the Saturday, I called my mates and I said, hey, can I get brunch with you guys? I want to chat to you guys. So I told my best mates. They came.
You guys had mimosas.
Yeah, we did because we celebrated. So I told them at the house and then they're like, let's go have a drink and celebrate. So we went and had mimosas with brunch.
This is like, yeah, like 11 a.m. This is early. This is an early mimosa.
Yeah, so we were like, let's celebrate. So we had a mimosa and then you obviously came. Five of us piled into the shop and...
Guys, it was so weird. Like, it was literally... I met Matt and his three, four friends and we walked into the diamond shop, like this pristine, gorgeous diamond shop. And it was
the double
like,
door thing as well, so you can't... Like,
yeah, so you can't steal things.
So we got stuck in the middle.
It was like it was just so funny, like, seeing all of these guys pile into this diamond shop. They all looked confused. I was like... I'm going to try and help as much as I can.
The best was you and me are sitting at the desk and then they were like sitting behind in like almost like the groomsman formation.
Yeah.
Like that.
It looked like naughty schoolboys in there. Like they did not know where to look, what to say. Like it was so funny.
And then, yeah. So then I had from Tammy's friend, I'd already reached out to her and I asked, hey, like, what shape, like, I don't know any of that sort of stuff. So I was like, what?
Give me Pinterest board ideas. Give me
some sort of advice. So she sent me some inspos and then I obviously showed them to Josh and he got the most perfect ring I've ever seen. Tammy said as well, I think I did amazing
you
there.
You nailed it.
I nailed it there. But how funny was it when we were trying to guess her ring size? And then
Matt was like trying on the rings like he like.
Oh, that no, that was. Yeah.
Okay. So we're sitting at this diamond shop. The guy is like brings out all of these beautiful diamond rings and Matt starts putting them on the ring finger that the diamond ring would be on. So like your what's this finger called?
Ring finger.
The ring finger. Yeah. So Matt's trying to like put it on the ring finger as if it would fit your fingers. I'm like, you're not getting engaged.
And then we're like, well, what size do you think Tammy is? And the guy's like, if I'm a betting man, I'd say, I can't remember what letter. And then,
okay, I think.
Okay, or something like that. And then the boy's ears perked up and they're like, well, we're betting men. And then they started
putting bets on about what her ring size was. So yeah. I was like, oh my God.
And then they're like, I'm the house. And then everyone's putting money down and all this sort of stuff. That was funny. But to be fair, that experience will be a core memory that I will always have and like will always cherish. I think I had some of my most special people around me and I loved that moment. That day was pretty nice. And we got the ring, we celebrated, we went and had some beers and drinks.
It was
afterwards.
Really nice because Matt was very emotional and he was like, he kept looking at me and going, this is surreal. Like, I can't believe I'm getting engaged to the love of my life. This is so cool. And I could tell that you were like on a different planet.
I was sort of out of it, wasn't I? Like, I was like real, like just dopamine everywhere. I was having the best time.
But it was nice though as well because Michael didn't come into the diamond shop because his experience in that shop is getting my ring. And he's like, I don't want to go back in there because like I just want to have my own core memories. But then Michael met us at the pub after because we went and had a drink after. And you and Michael had this moment where you were like, I'm like, this is so cool. Like I've got so much dopamine running through my body. And Michael's like, how good is this feeling?
And you guys
were like talking about that. And
it
was like,
literally
a
definition of cloud nine. Like it was an amazing feeling. I cherish that feeling forever. So then we left, we selected the diamond and the ring. It obviously wasn't made.
Yes.
So kudos to everyone at Unique Diamonds. They got me that ring by Monday evening. So that was Saturday afternoon.
Insane.
Monday evening, I went and picked it up to then leave for my flight on Tuesday.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was a quick turnaround and I got the ring and,
Honestly, I could not be happier for you guys. I do really genuinely feel like you guys are perfect for each other.
Thank you. And just quickly, on anyone that's saying anything about the timeline and that, I don't know why you would even comment. Like, we're two people that are happy in love.
Yeah.
And we want to spend the rest of our lives together. And you commenting shit in that. First of all, we don't read it and give a fuck. Second of all, we're going to be happy and show you how happy we are forever.
I can understand why it's upsetting to you. Like, to be honest, like, you've literally just had the happiest moment of your life. Like, getting engaged, it's like the best feeling ever. Like you said, it's cloud nine. And when people are out there raining on your parade, it's like, just let us be happy. Like, enough of the negativity. It's so interesting because people do really feel like they can have a say on Tammy's personal life. And now you're getting to experience it. Question. How did you hide the ring? Because obviously you guys flew to the Maldives together. Did you put it in your suitcase? Was it on your body? Like, where was it?
So there was a touch and go moment. Obviously, we spent a couple of nights at Tammy's before we went to the Maldives. And I had it just in my bag, just in my carry-on bag, sitting in a side pocket. It was zipped up. So like, it's not going to fall out or anything like that.
Yeah.
But I came up to the bedroom and Tammy was putting stuff like in my bag. And I sort of like stopped and I was like, what? And then she was like, oh, Posey had pulled your bag down and emptied it everywhere. So I was just putting everything back in. And I was like, oh, okay. And I just was like, she's seen it or something. And I didn't make anything of it. I sort of just like acted like nothing had happened.
Just had an internal meltdown.
Yeah. And I was just like, oh, okay, cool. Then we went through.
Did she see it?
No, she had no idea.
Okay.
She genuinely had no idea. So then another bit was when I was like, okay, this is going to, like, she's going to see this, was when we went through the security scanners at Singapore, and like they have one in every gate that you have to go through because it's like international, like sort of, what do you call them?
Transfers
and that. Yeah. So it's coming through and we're standing there and you can see the screen, and I looked at the screen and all you can see is this box with this big fuck off ring just sitting there. And I just started laughing to myself. I was just like, oh, and she was like, what's funny? And I'm like, oh, nothing, like nothing.
And she didn't see it.
Didn't see it.
Were you like trying to move her face away from the screen, or were you just like, it is what it is.
If I'd moved her, it would have been more suspicious. So I just was like, but she wasn't looking for it.
If she saw the ring on the screen, would you have just got the box out there and then and proposed in the middle of the airport?
Fuck. Probably. No, but it would have, but it was such a magical moment that we had, so I wouldn't have, yeah.
It did look absolutely gorgeous.
That was a bit in itself, a bit...
red hot.
A bit touch and go. So we landed in the Maldives, and it was an overcast day, and I'd made an agreement with the place. I said, look, I want to do this dinner on the second night because I want to have the first night to rest, and then I want to do it on the second night so I can relax the rest of the trip and be
in. Stressed beyond belief.
And I wanted to have, like, you know, so we can be in our love bubble for the rest of the trip and enjoy it, right?
Yeah.
So I was like, let's do it the second night. And then I got there, it was overcast. And I was like to the guy at your chaperone butler guy, I was like, hey, like, what's the weather like? Is it going to change? And he's like, you know, the Maldives is very unpredictable, blah, blah, blah. Like, we'll chat about it tomorrow. We'll see how we go.
Oh, God.
So I'm stressed. Didn't think about it that night. But then the next day, we literally, like, we're just going about our everyday business, and I kept just, like, looking at the looking at the clouds, like, looking up, and I was, like, standing there. I'd go out onto, like, the back porch bit, and I'd be like, fuck, do you reckon these clouds are going to pass? And Tammy's like, why are you so obsessed with the weather? Like, are you going to be like, so are you going to be like this the whole trip? Just relax. And I'm like, no, it needs to be perfect. I want this weather to be perfect. And she was like, just chill out. Like, it's going to be fine. We'll have fun. And I'm like, no, this has got to be right.
She's like, this guy's a bit weird on holiday.
Well, she didn't ask any questions. Like, I was like getting picked up at this time. Be ready. And I was like, wear your nicest kit. Apparently the sunset here is perfect for a photo, so I want you to wear the nicest thing you want to wear. Like, and then I got us picked up, and then she didn't even... Oh, that was pretty funny. So we're sitting on the beach. We were sitting there, and she had her back. I actually have a video of this. And she had her back to eventually where the dinner would be. But I saw him carrying out the table at maybe late
four
afternoon.
O'clock.
Yeah, 4 o'clock. Yeah. And we're sitting on the beach having Aperols, and I'm watching him bring the table out, and I watch him start like setting up like the love heart, and they're like arguing about where they put it. And I have a video of her, and I just like zoom into him doing it, and I'm like, she has no idea.
You were just stressed beyond belief. Like, I remember you were messaging me being like, I'm freaking out. And then I remember Tammy put up a story, and it's of you, and I can see that you are so in your head.
That's
You're
right.
The most stressed person on the planet. And it's just like, to someone who doesn't know what's about to happen, it just looked like you were just in your own thoughts. But I was like, this man,
he's stressed.
He needs a shot of tequila.
Well, so I told everyone it was happening that night, like her family, my friends and family, and everyone. But, you know, because of the time difference, everyone's blowing my phone up. Like, how did it go?
Blah, I can't believe people did that. I was like...
So I'm stressing, and I'm like, fuck, like, what happens if it doesn't happen tonight? Like, it gets rained off, and then her family or someone, friend, messages her saying, how was last night?
Yeah.
Like, show us. And I was like, fuck, so it has to happen that night.
Proposals are stressful.
Yeah.
Especially if you're, like, planning this beautiful moment. You've got it in your head how it's going to go. You want it to be perfect. You want the weather to be perfect. A big deal.
Or when she took a video of me when we're doing the cheers or we're getting the champagne poured, and that video I've showed you, I look like I'm wigging out. Like, that was like right before I was going
to
do it.
We'll put that video on our Facebook page for anyone who wants to see how stressed out Matt was. It's hilarious.
It is. I was playing with something, wasn't I? And just like looking, yeah.
You just don't look like yourself. Well, you're just in your head.
Well, she thought I was getting stressed out because I said it's a private beach. Like, when we got there, it's a private beach dinner, and there was people like around still.
So she thought you were annoyed about that.
Yeah, she thought I was annoyed about that, but I wasn't. I was just like getting real stressed. I said, hey, I'd organized a drone as well, so we had footage of it.
Yeah.
And the drone guy was just there with the drone hovering over us at the drone. It was hilarious. Yeah.
But like he would just look like a guy who was playing with a drone.
Yeah, so that's what I said to her. I was like, oh, this must just be like,
look at this guy
with his drone. Like, can he, like, I pretty much said, can he like piss off?
That's
like
funny.
Like, let us relax. And then he sort of like called out to us, kiss, kiss. And then Tammy's like, who's this guy wanting us to kiss? Because obviously it was on the beach. What, it was this
pre-proposal?
Yeah, pre-proposal.
Were you like, can you not interrupt?
So he was standing there. He just looked like a tourist just filming because there was like a dinner thing happening. Like, you know what I mean?
That's so, so funny.
I'm pretty sure he had a top on that said where we were staying. And I'm pretty sure she said something like, doesn't he work? And I was like, no, he's just a tourist. Leave him. Let him go.
That's hilarious. Well, look, we are going to do a full engagement episode in 2024, right?
Yes. And I will get Tammy on so she can tell her version of the story and we can talk about everything else about the engagement.
It's been so fun hearing from you, just like your POV of before the proposal and, you know, all of that.
Well, yeah, it was good to tell her on the day as well after it happened why I'd missed an event on the weekend because I had to go to the diamond,
get the ring,
why I missed like all this sort of stuff and why this happened and all this sort of stuff. It was good to like, you know.
So you had plans.
Yeah, and I bailed on him and she was pretty upset about that. And I was like, look, I remember saying to her when she was getting upset, I was like, just trust the process. Like, I've got...
If someone said trust the process to me, I'd be like, you're proposing.
Really? Nah, she just thought I was just being being me. And she was like, I was like, trust the process. And there were some other things as well that I like was trying... Like, I explained to her why I did something and why something happened or something was said. And it's hard. I don't know about Michael or anyone else, but keeping a secret from the person that you tell everything to was the hardest bit of it because it's the person you want to tell.
Yeah. That's what you said. Like after we left the diamond shop, you were like, I want to tell her. I was like, don't.
Yeah, I was like, I just want to tell her. So I just was like, I don't like who do you like, you know, that's the person you want to tell.
Well, look, Matt, we're very happy for you. We can't wait to get Tammy on the podcast next year. You guys are a beautiful couple.
Thank you.
Positive energy all your way. We're excited for a 2024 wedding with you guys.
Very exciting.
I mean, our lives are just in sync. I love it. I love it.
Who would have thought?
Who would have thought? Congratulations.
Thank you, Anna. Thank you, everyone that has wished me congratulations as well.